and bring in our correspondent from the NGS, as August is now looming, and monthly Jeff Stenbanks from said NGS comes on with some ideas about some of the gardens that you might want to visit. Hello, Jeff.
Hello, good morning, Jean and Joe. How are you both? Okay?
We're
okay.
Fine, thank you.
Not too bad. Right.
A busy morning here in Seaford. The wind and the rain were so heavy yesterday, I've got a lot of repair jobs to do in my own garden later. Anyway, to the job in hand.
Yes.
The number of gardens opening starts to decline in August with the NGS, but we've still got about 20 or more opening across Sussex, Surrey and North East Hampshire. As usual, I've taken some advice from the county organisers, and we'll start in Hampshire, where we've got Bury Court in Bentley, which is 5 miles northeast of Alton. The garden was designed in cooperation with Piet Udorf and created from an old farmyard in the continental naturalistic style, making heavy use of grasses in association with perennials selected for an extended season of interest. It opens on the 7th of August from 2 to 5.30, and admission is £5, with great teas served throughout the afternoon. The second in Hampshire is Wheatley House between Binstead and Kingsley, 4 miles northeast of Alton. It's got a magnificent setting with panoramic views over fields and forests, sweeping borders, shrubberies and grasses. The 1.5 acres was designed by the artist owner, some spectacular colours with a particularly good white and black border. It'll open over the weekend of Saturday the 17th and Sunday the 18th of August between 1 and 5.30. Entry £4 with homemade teas again. Moving swiftly on then to Surrey, where we've got Bethany in South Cheam at 87 Sandy Lane, which is 2 miles west of Sutton. It'll open on Saturday the 10th and Sunday the 11th of August between 1 and 5.30. £3.50 gets you into a third of an acre plantsman's garden with a subtropical feel where palm trees, tree ferns, banana trees, agave and bamboo surround the wide lawn. There are vibrant coloured dahlias and a large collection of cannas which make this an exciting August garden, not to mention the lovely homemade teas. Then near Leatherhead we've got Norwood Farm in Effingham Common Road, Effingham, which is approximately 5 miles from Junction 10 on the M25. It's a 15th century listed house and 100 foot long listed barn, surrounded by over 10 acres of an immaculate garden. There are extensive well-stocked herbaceous borders and shrubberies, a formal area with fish pond and a white garden. Great teas as well. And this opens on Sunday the 25th of August between 11 and 5 and the admission is £5. Then finally we move on to my county, Sussex, and I've just got three gardens to very quickly mention. Jean will be very familiar with the first, I suspect, as I understand she'll be there answering questions on the 24th of August between 1 and 5. And that's Ben's Acre in Horsham, on the edge of St Leonard's Forest. Here, £3 lets you see a piece of heaven and a horticultural cornucopia with delights at every corner, so I'm told, and lovely teas. This is a plant lover's garden that belies its size of 100 foot by 45 foot by the use of different levels and interesting design. Then moving across to Eastbourne, we've got Hardwick in Southfield Road in the town centre in its first year of opening for the National Garden Scheme. So pop along on Sunday the 25th of August between 11 and 5. Admission is £3.50. This is a delightful town garden, south-facing, with many usual and unusual plants. In August, again, the hot border has dahlias, cannas, heleniums and echinacea and other sun-loving plants. And there's a lovely separate vegetable garden with a wonderfully restored 1920s summer house. And last but not least, we've got the Eastern Mid-Sussex County Organiser's Garden. Irene Elchill Wilson will be open for all to see on the weekend of Saturday the 17th and Sunday the 18th of August between 2 and 5. Butler's Farmhouse in Butler's Lane, Hurstmonceux, is 3 miles east of Hailsham. Admission will be £5. She's serving lovely cream teas, and there's a great bonus here that you'll be able to relax and listen to live jazz in the garden as well. This is a lovely rural setting of a one-acre garden surrounding a 16th-century farmhouse with views of the South Downs, mainly herbaceous with a rainbow border, small pond, Cornish-inspired beach corners with a few quirky twists such as a poison garden and a secret jungle garden. And just very, very finally, before I leave you, a brief mention for 7 brand new gardens that are opening in Burgess Hill, starting at Sycamore Drive. They're opening today and tomorrow for the very first time between 1 and 5. So if you get the chance, please try along and go along and see them. As ever, children are free in all the gardens, and full details can be found on the NGS website, which is www.ngs.org.uk. That's www.ngs.org.uk, or as ever by calling 01483 211-535. That's 01483-211-535.
Wonderful stuff. Lovely stuff. Thank you so much, Jeff, for coming up with some suggestions that people might want to visit as August looms. He mentioned you putting in an appearance somewhere on the 24th. You mentioned
That's
a
right.
gig later today as
yes,
well.
Yes, it's at Ben's Acre. I shall be at Ben's Acre for Pauline's garden. And if anybody is interested, it's on a slope. It's how to garden on a slope, really. It's fantastic. Really good. And this afternoon, I shall be at the Cherry Tree, which is a pub at Faygate, just outside Horsham, between 2 and 5.
It would be a pub, wouldn't it?
It would be.
She's nodding through the glass as well. We've all heard about it.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. And you'll be there from...
By 2:15,
until
so as
closing.
I finish here.
Yes.
No, until 5 o'clock. And all we're doing, actually, it's in aid of St. Catherine's Hospice, and Will and Louise will be playing, and they...